There are thousands of financial advisors out there, but the key is picking the right one, right? You want to know somebody has a lot of experience, someone who has navigated their clients through good times and bad. You want an advisor who can look you in the eye, not a salesman, an advisor, somebody who puts your interests first, someone who listens, someone you can trust. Finally, you want an advisor who can pull everything together, like maximizing your retirement income, reducing your fees and expenses, and managing your investment risk. When everything works together, it's a financial game changer. This is Debbie Monterey. I'm at a team here in St. Louis. They are Ken Heisey and Steve Mahler. Together, they have more than 60 years of experience. For a limited time, get a complimentary, customized retirement analysis by calling 314-328-4400. 314-328-4400.
First of all, the taxpayers are footing the bill to the...
With more than 24-hour financial news programming on television, it's easy to suffer from information overload regarding retirement issues.
But the bottom line, what he's saying is speed counts.
But how many of these programs are helping you and your retirement plan as an individual?
These guys are billionaires for a reason. They invest in different ways.
Fortunately, you've arrived at the right place for a second opinion for your nest egg. Welcome to Your Retirement Highway. Featuring the president of Heisey Advisory Group, Ken Heisey, and Steve Mahler, financial advisors with over 60 years of combined experience who specialize in retirement planning. Heisey Advisory Group is here to help you create your roadmap to a successful retirement. Now, here's this week's edition of Your Retirement Highway on KMOX.
And welcome to Your Retirement Highway. My name, Ken Heisey, alongside of me, Steve Mahler. One of the privileges that we get to do every weekend is to talk about retirement. Actually, I guess that's what we do day in and day out as well. We love what we do, and we're honored to be able to talk to you about retirement planning. And today, I think we have a really interesting topic. It's four things to consider that could cause you to miss your planned retirement date. And let's face it, there's a lot that goes into retirement planning for the pre-retiree. And in fact, far too often what happens is people go in sometimes overconfident, and they think that they've got it all set, but they're not aware of some of the pitfalls that can happen, some of the things that all of a sudden you're thinking you're going to retire maybe next year. And some things happen and you can't do it. What we're trying to help you with today is to kind of evaluate those, be prepared for that, because it's very depressing for people when they have this idea of being able to go out and retire, but not be able to when they're ready.
And our job really is to help you realize your retirement dreams and to be able to retire when you're ready to retire. We want you to be confident that you have the right plans in place and that the goals and aspirations you have for that 30 or 40 year period of retirement is that you're going to have success, that you're going to be able to enjoy the things that you want to do, and we want to help you understand what these risks are. There are obviously many. The few that we're going to highlight today, I think, come up regularly in our meetings with our families, and we don't want you to miss your retirement date. When you're ready to go, we want you to be able to retire with confidence. So I would encourage you to reach out to us. Give us a call at 314-328-4400. Again, that number is 314-328-4400. And as always, you can reach out to us at our website, which is yourretirementhighway.com, and submit questions, and we'd love to be able to get back to you that way as well.
And so our topic today, it's all about the things that could cause you to miss your retirement date or at least have to delay it. And we've seen that happen a lot. We meet people all the time that have had to push back or change their retirement dates. And what's important to understand, there's things you can control and there's things you can't control. But even for the things that you can't control, there are things you can do proactively to at least be prepared. The first thing to consider is obviously one of the biggest fears that I think is laying out there for a lot of folks today is a stock market downturn at the wrong time. Think of, you know, a lot of you folks are looking at retirement, and maybe you have set a date maybe later this year, the end of this year. Maybe you've set your date for sometime next year or in 2 or 3 years, but you've kind of set that target, and then all of a sudden we have a stock market correction. And you're planning to retire, let's just call it June 1st of next year. And later this year, the market starts to have its correction. And in fact, throughout the process, drops 30%. What do you do? You're about to retire June 1st of next year, and maybe 30% of your retirement assets just disappeared. How do you go ahead and pull the plug and go into retirement at that time?
And I think what you're really talking about is that mindset shift that has to take place as you're transitioning or getting ready to transition from this accumulation phase of your life to this now this preservation and distribution phase, which is what we call retirement, and being ready for that and making sure that something bad doesn't happen right before you're ready to get your last paycheck and walk out the door, and a significant downturn in the market would have a very negative impact.
In fact, I saw a recent survey from Global Atlantic, and it said nearly 75% of stock market investors age 40 and older are concerned about a market correction. But what fascinated me is that the same study found that still far too many investors are overweighted in equities and market-based assets in their retirement accounts. And that's part of, I think, what we are able to help families do is to really help you evaluate your equity position, your risk positions in your portfolio, and know ahead of time the impact. Remember I said there's things you can control and things you can't control? You can't control a market downturn, but you can control how you're positioned going into a market downturn. And that's a real strong focus that we help people take a look at.
Yeah, I think that's a great point. I mean, human nature is that you want to worry about those things that you can't control, and certainly the market is one of those. And we focus very, very heavily on making sure that your portfolio is designed to withstand those kinds of things that are out of our control, to make sure that it's still going to work and still allow you to have that successful retirement.
And not having enough diversification is one of the second issues.
Yeah, this is a big one.
And we preach this all the time as well. You know, we have an example of, we'll say Bob, and we'll say that he works for ABC Company. And we see this a lot where people come into the office and, you know, they've been working for the same company 30, 35 years, and they're so overly confident in that company that literally 70% of their 401k is in that company stock. So if you had $1 million 401k and you've got $700,000 in your ABC company stock, all it takes is one bad year for the company and their stock price drops. You don't want to put all your eggs into that one basket. You want to be widely diversified in terms of your investment assets.
And the other area where we see that is in the advent of the 401ks today, where you're using essentially mutual funds. We find people coming in that while they may have numerous mutual funds, we find that they're all invested in typically the same thing. So while they think they're diversified, it ends up that they're really not diversified. And that's why the analysis that we can do on your portfolio is so critical to really start to peel back that onion and uncover whether or not that really is your portfolio.
And we can help you with both of these. We can help you take a look at the downside risk in your portfolio. We have a stress test that we can use. We have a program that gives you a portfolio risk score and also measures your own personal risk score so that you can start to see if your assets are matching your personality, and then also to really do an X-ray, if you will, of your mutual funds so that you can start to see how much overlap there is, because that's exactly true. We've seen people come in 20, 30 different mutual funds, but when we X-ray the mutual funds, we find that they're all owning most of the same underlying stocks and acting very much the same. So if you'd like to get that analysis and be prepared, help yourself be prepared for what could happen. And if you've saved over $250,000 for retirement, give us a call and sit down with us one-on-one. There's no pressure. It's simple and it's easy. It's really meant to give you information to help you make decisions so that you can be prepared and start to maybe have a little more control over the things that you can't control, and to help you give the confidence that you'll be able to retire when you want to, at the time, and under the conditions that you want to, not under the conditions that maybe some obscure market decides to put upon you. So reach out to us. Give us a call, 314-328-4400. Again, that number, 314-328-4400.
You're listening to Your Retirement Highway with Ken Heise and Steve Mahler. Call Heise Advisory Group today at 314-328-4400 to help create your roadmap towards a successful retirement, or visit them online at yourretirementhighway.com. Now, more from Ken and Steve on how to help put your retirement plan into overdrive on KMOX.
Welcome back, everyone. Today we're talking about four things to consider that could cause you to miss your planned retirement date. And we talked in the first segment about stock market downturn at the wrong time and not having enough diversification. A couple of the things that we see on a very, very regular basis impacting people's potential retirement. And I think a lot of that also comes out of the fact that we've had this great 8-year run-up in the market, and I think it's given everybody a lot of confidence in the market, which we all should have confidence in the market. But the impact of a sudden downturn, if you're looking to retire anywhere in the next, say, 6 months, even to 3 years, could be very, very devastating. So being prepared for that, understanding the risk that you have in your portfolio, and making sure that you're widely diversified is really, I think, critical at this time. And the next one that we wanted to talk about is fear, or even uncertainty.
And I think the point that you just made about being prepared, the old Boy Scout model, I think if you're not prepared, if you don't have a plan, if you haven't been thinking about and planning ahead for your retirement, it would just be natural that you would be fearful or feeling uncertain about what your future retirement's going to look like, because that fear of the unknown, it just causes us to be fearful.
Yeah, it's like the old model or motto. It's not that we plan to fail, it's that we fail to plan.
And what's the old saying that I've heard oftentimes is that we spend more time planning a vacation than we do our retirement. So clearly you wouldn't go on vacation without knowing where you were going to stay and how you were going to get to where you were going. And the same thing is true about retirement. And look, let's face it, retirement is scary. You've never done this before. So this is a new experience. And there certainly are a lot of things that can go wrong. And so, you know, having uncertainty about your situation when it comes to your money, you know, the biggest fear of folks that are about to retire or already retired is running out of money. So if you don't have a good plan in place, it can make you feel uncomfortable that you're not going to have the opportunity to have that successful retirement that you've been dreaming about.
And that underconfidence, if you will, I think happens for a couple of different reasons. Number one is people aren't sure how to determine what their nest egg can produce in monthly income. You've spent 30 years plus accumulating these assets, but now trying to figure out how to take those assets and convert them to monthly income to support your lifestyle as a paycheck is a completely different animal. And a lot of people don't have the old pensions to rely on anymore. And when it comes down to it, if all you have is Social Security and your personal savings, it's a completely different planning animal than it is while you're accumulating the assets. The third thing that I see is too many people that are overly risk averse. We've seen a number of people in the last several weeks with 50% of all their investable assets sitting in cash, simply because they don't know where to go or what to do and how to get that money working for them without taking the risk of the market. And the last item I think that causes the underconfidence is all the advertisements in the financial industry that seem to imply that you have to have $1 million in order to retire. And that's absolutely not true for everybody. There's a lot of people that retire very comfortably with less than $1 million. So having the plan laid out, understanding your spending and putting this all together is what's going to fix that underconfidence.
And that's the point that I was going to make. And this is a point, frankly, that we harp on week after week after week. This whole process of planning for retirement really starts with the math problem, the income and spend. You need to know what you want to spend in retirement, and you need to know what your sources of income are. And so if you are one of those folks that do not have a pension, and you've got Social Security, and you've accumulated X amount of dollars in assets, you need to know what sort of rate of return you need on those assets to be able to support your income plan and your spending needs. And if you haven't taken the time to do those things, I'd say that would be maybe a good starting point. Really get a handle on what you want to spend in retirement.
So the last item is not having enough monthly income, and that's really what Steve, you're talking about. And I'd like to kind of go over an example of that as what we see many, many times in the office. So we're going to use an example. We're going to call him Joe. Joe's 62 years old. He wants to retire, and he's feeling pretty confident that he has enough money to be fine. He's going to have $1,200 a month from Social Security and another $1,000 a month from his pension a few years later at age 65. And he's got $700,000 saved up in his 401k, and he's feeling pretty confident to go ahead and retire at age 62 without even looking back. And when he came into the office, he wanted to talk about investment strategies and to kind of get our blessing from him. And our first questions weren't how risky are you or what rate of return you're looking for. It was, how much are you planning to spend a month to live comfortably in retirement? What's really your personal dream for your retirement? What do you want this to look like? He was not expecting that at all and was caught off guard and frantically kind of started to go through his expenses in his head, and he's trying to figure this all out, not even being prepared. But that's the starting point that he needs to be. And the reason for that is when he came back into the office after doing that full budget, he found that he needed to spend $7,000 a month. Now, let's go back to what I said earlier. He had $1,200 a month in Social Security, had $1,000 a month in pension. That meant he needed his investable assets to create another $4,800 a month. And on $700,000 of assets, that's an 8.2% withdrawal rate. That's not going to work.
No, it's not going to work. And that's why if you wait until the day that you retire and walk out the door to really understand this and get a handle on this, I'm here to tell you that it's just too late. And clearly there are some adjustments that you can make beforehand that if you know you're not going to have the kind of income stream to support what is your current lifestyle. Look, we want people to have the lifestyle that they want to have. We don't want to dictate that. And certainly the lifestyle you have while you're working, most people want to go into retirement and do those things and maybe even a little more while they're healthy. If they have grandkids, they want to maybe travel more. But you've got to make sure that you have the income plan in place that can support what it is that you want to do.
And we help people, we coach people through these four obstacles day in and day out. And we want to offer you that personal retirement roadmap review, the time to come in, take a look, and let's see how these four obstacles could potentially impact your retirement. It's a real simple process. There's no pressure. We're here to help you. We're here to add some clarity to what you're doing. We're here to help make sure that you're prepared for the things that could happen so that those four pitfalls don't have an adverse impact on your retirement. Our process is called the Retirement Roadmap Review. And with that, you're going to get three things. A retirement income plan to let you know if you're going to be okay. Let you know what rate of return you need on your portfolio to support that additional cash flow to live out the dreams that you guys have. To get a stress test on your portfolio. Let you know how much risk you're taking. You want that information before a market change, not during or after. And then, of course, the one-page financial plan. So give us a call, 314-328-4400. Again, 314-328-4400.
You're listening to Your Retirement Highway on KMOX with Ken Heise and Steve Mahler of Heise Advisory Group.
And welcome back as we wrap up today, talking about four things to consider that could cause you to miss your planned retirement date. We talked about the potential market downturn. Not saying that it's going to happen or when it's going to happen, but if you're in those last months or last couple of years before retirement, that could have a severe adverse impact on your ability to retire. Also, the lack of diversification in a portfolio. That, I think, is a real issue if you're about to retire. Handling the fear and the uncertainty is another one of the issues, and not having enough retirement income focuses into that same problem. And so we got to talk about how do we fix that for people.
Yeah, so I think the first step, folks, would be give us a call and come on in and sit down and let's start to look at the plan that you do or do not have in place. Give us a call, 314-328-4400. Again, the number's 314-328-4400. That's it for us today. Thanks for joining, and we'll look forward to being with you again next week right here on KMOX.
Investment advisory services offered only by duly registered individuals through AE Wealth Management, LLC, AEWM. AEWM and Heise Advisory Group are not affiliated companies. Heise Advisory Group does not provide tax or legal advice. Investing involves risk, including the potential loss of principal. Any comments regarding safe and secure investments and guaranteed income streams refer only to fixed insurance products. They do not refer in any way to securities or investments. Investment advisory products. Fixed insurance and annuity product guarantees are subject to the claims paying ability of the issuing company.
You've been listening to Your Retirement Highway with Ken Heise and Steve Mahler. To get more information or to start creating your retirement roadmap or just for a second opinion, call the team at Heise Advisory Group, 314-328-4400, or visit them online at yourretirementhighway.com. Join us next week to continue the journey toward retirement.